coming up on episode number 614. Well, Wikipedia defines the term supergroup as a rock music group whose performers were already famous from having performed individually or in other groups. And as a rule, they tend to be short-lived, maybe, you know, putting out one, two, three albums, and sometimes not as good as the original artists that whose pieces they make up. However, there have been some great supergroups, and there have been some great covers of supergroups. And on tonight's show, you're going to hear covers performed by and of supergroups. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is September 29th, 2009. My name is Brian Ebbett. Welcome to a special themed edition of Coverville Tonight, focusing on supergroups. You know, bands like, well, probably the biggest one most recently, in the last 20, 30 years, Traveling Wilburys, which had, you know, Tom Petty and Roy Orbison and George Harrison, Bob Dylan, Jeff Lynne. Such a great, you know, big mass group with everybody famous for doing some other things. And that's probably a good benchmark to compare all of them with. You know, how big were each of the different members in each of their own groups? How well did the supergroup do on their own? And another great way to judge them is by the music they put out. And you're going to hear some covers of and by supergroups on tonight's show, starting off with a group called the Works Progress Administration. This one was a request by Joe in Boston. And it was funny, as I was putting this together, realized that there were several songs that had been sitting in the request pile for a while that I hadn't gotten to, and actually that fit this bill. So, starting with the Works Progress Administration, this is a band that came out of the Los Angeles club Largo, and the founding members are Glenn Phillips, who is guitarist and singer for Toad the Wet Sprocket, Sean Watkins, who's the singer-guitarist from Nickel Creek, and Luke Bulla. They've also added Sarah Watkins, who is a vocalist from Nickel Creek. You'll hear her on this song. Keyboard player Benmont Tench from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and Elvis Costello's Imposters members, Davey Farragher on bass, and drummer Pete Thomas. So definitely a notable supergroup here, the Works Progress Administration. Their album, WPA, which just came out this year, includes this terrific cover of the Kinks' I Go to Sleep. Here is Works Progress Administration.
You are far away, I know you. Out of
Velvet Revolver with their cover of Electric Light Orchestra's Can't Get It Out of My Head. You'll find that on the 2007 deluxe edition of Libertad. I think it's an import, but it includes that ELO cover there. Velvet Revolver, a supergroup themselves, with the members Scott Whelan from Stone Temple Pilots, / Duff McKagan and Matt Sorum from Guns N' Roses. Also, Matt Sorum was a member of the Cult, and Dave Kushner from Wasted Youth. As far as I know, only put out two albums. That was the second of the two, but still touring. And Scott Whelan is no longer with the group, as far as I know. I think that's correct. Anyway, yeah, that is Velvet Revolver. Before that, Disappointed, a cover of a supergroup. That one is performed by State Shirt, from an album that is going to be coming out soon. Keep your eye on Coverville for information about that, or go to stateshirt.com, I believe it is. Let me confirm that. I did have that in front of me a second ago. Stateshirt.com, yes, to confirm when that album is coming out. But very cool electronic cover there. And electronic made up of Bernard Sumner, who was in Joy Division and reformed when... Reform New Order after the suicide. Johnny Marr from the Smiths, and also from The, and has done so many cool things. And then also on the original version of that, the electronic version, Neil Tennant from the Pet Shop Boys provided the vocals for it. And I believe Carl Bartos from Kraftwerk also appeared on that. On that track, Electronics Disappointed, covered there by State Shirt. And then we start off the set with I Go to Sleep by the Works Progress Administration, from their brand new album WPA. And like I said, it's members of Nickel Creek, Toad the Wet Sprocket, and Elvis Costello's backing band, The Imposters, while also Pete Thomas, who was a member of The Attractions, and Ben Montench from Tom Petty and The Heartbreakers. Phew, that's a lot of stuff to cover. Coverville is sponsored tonight by Bluehost, but instead of talking about that, I'm going to talk about the Coverville Citizenship Program. I haven't talked about that on the show in a while, and wanted to invite anyone who's not a Coverville citizen. It's really easy to become a Coverville citizen, and really, when you look at it, it's really cheap, too. It gets you access to additional programs, additional podcasts that you can't get otherwise. You also get an annual archive DVD. The current one going out is episodes 501 through 600, so you get 100 episodes of Coverville on a DVD, so it's archived for you. And also a custom t-shirt that is only available to Coverville citizens. By the way, if you go to coverville.com right now, there is a gallery page. You'll find it among the links on the top of the page that contains user-submitted photos of Coverville citizens who are wearing their new Coverville citizen t-shirts. It's a very cool little gallery thing where you can see the photos. And the t-shirt is a Burger King parody logo that Uncle George actually contributed to. So big thanks to Uncle George for that. Information, newsletters, stuff like that, that's going to be coming soon to kind of let people know about upcoming cover stories and theme shows and things like that. So make sure you check it out, coverville.com/citizens, or just click on the Become a Coverville Citizen link on the right side, and that will tell you all about Coverville citizenship and what you get for it. All right. Back to the music, back to set number two and a dog barking in the background. The Hindu Love Gods. Now, it's a pretty common cover that I play on the show, usually in the end of year countdowns, their cover of Prince's Raspberry Beret. And the Hindu Love Gods were members of REM along with Warren Zevon, the late, great Warren Zevon, Peter Buck, Mike Mills, and Bill Berry from REM. And they only put out one album, Hindu Love Gods, in 1990, self-titled album in 1990. And the big cover from that album is Raspberry Beret by Prince. Well, since I've played that a lot, then I'm actually going to play something else. The album actually included one more cover, and it's one that just doesn't get a lot of airplay. You don't hear about this one. It's a cover of Willie Dixon's Wang Dang Doodle. The great Warren Zevon leading the group with this one. Here's Wang Dang Doodle, performed by the Hindu Love Gods from their self-titled album, 1990.
Oh. watching that toad nanny. Tail feathers talking fanny. Make a fish heads feel the air. There'll be snuff juice everywhere. Down to the Union Hall. We gonna pitch a ball. We gonna pitch a wang dang doodle all night long. We gonna pitch a wang dang doodle.
No more pencils, no more books, no more teachers' dirty looks. School's out with Eva. Out for summer, out for fall, we might not come back at all. School's out completely.
That is a group called The Last Hard Men. That is a request going out to Darren in Pittsburgh. He was actually the one who suggested the idea of an entire Coverville supergroup show and said, hey, if you do it, play this track. School's Out by a group called The Last Hard Men, put out one album in 2001, and it's made up of Jimmy Chamberlin from the Smashing Pumpkins, also from Zwan, which is another supergroup, Kelly Deal from the Breeders, Jimmy Fleming from the Frogs, and of course, guitar is there by Sebastian Bach, who was solo artist and also vocalist and guitarist for Skid Row. School's Out by The Last Hard Men. Before that, The Hindu Love Gods. No, I take that back. That's the wrong order right there. Before that was the Traveling Wilburys with their cover of Runaway. And I mentioned the Traveling Wilburys earlier. You know, Jeff Lynne, George Harrison, Roy Orbison, Tom Petty, Bob Dylan. Each with their Wilbury names. Now, that comes from, I'm told that is on their Traveling Wilburys Volume 3 album, but another great way to get the Traveling Wilburys is to pick up the box set that just came out a little bit ago, which features not just their two albums they released, Volume 1 and Volume 3, but also a bunch of extra bonus stuff and that great cover of Runaway. And then we start off the set with the Hindu Love Gods, Peter Buck, Mike Mills, and Bill Berry from REM, leading with the vocals leading there by Warren Zevon. One album in 1990, and I misspoke. I said there was only one cover on there. No, let me correct that. 10 songs on there? Yeah, 10 covers. A couple of Robert Johnson covers, Bo Diddley, Willie Dixon, Terry Anderson, Woody Guthrie. Okay, the whole album is... our cover version, so never mind. They recorded this Hindu Love Gods thing right around the time that Warren Zevon put out Sentimental Hygiene, and those three, Bill Berry, Peter Buck, and Mike Mills from REM, performed on his Sentimental Hygiene album. They decided, while we're doing that, let's go ahead and do this. Recorded that in 1987 and actually released the album in 1990. Let's get to the last set of music and kicking off things with a cover of probably one of the most famous supergroups of all time, certainly one of the most popular and earliest supergroups of all time, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Now, David Crosby came from the Byrds, Stephen Stills and Neil Young came from Buffalo Springfield. Of course, Neil Young had a great solo career as well afterwards. Graham Nash came from the Hollies and got together in 1968. and released a ton of albums, I think more successful than each of their individual incarnations, the Byrds, Buffalo Springfield, or the Hollies. And certainly one of the best songs that they released was Carry On. They even named their anthology Greatest Hits album after it. Well, Graham in Vermont suggested that I play this cover by the Eagles. Timothy B. Schmidt recorded this cover of Carry On for the soundtrack to the movie Steal This Movie, based on the Abbie Hoffman book, and came out in 2000. The soundtrack and the movie came out in 2000, featuring this Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young cover by, again, Timothy B. Schmidt.
Carry on, love is coming, love is coming to us all.
Carry on. of the moment, telling me what your heart meant. Heat of the moment shown in your eyes. Now you find yourself in 82. The score beat's gone, the chance for you. You can concern yourself with bigger things. Get your hold and grab those dragons' wings. 'Cause it was the heat of the moment, telling me what your heart meant. Heat of the moment shone in your eyes. Heat of the moment, heat of the moment, heat of the moment shone in your eyes. Beside the phone, what were the things you wanted for yourself? Teenage ambition sure remembers well. 'Cause it was the heat of the moment, telling me what your heart meant. Heat of the moment shone in your eyes. Heat of the moment, heat of the moment, heat of the moment shone in your eyes. Shown in your eyes.
The victims of sedition on the open sea. No one ever said life was free. Sing, swim, go down with the ship. Just use your freedom and choice.
that is A Perfect Circle from their album Emotive, which came out in 2004, their cover of Devo's Freedom of Choice. A Perfect Circle is the supergroup there, featuring Maynard James Keenan from Tool, Josh Freese from Nine Inch Nails, James Iha from the Smashing Pumpkins, boy, those Smashing Pumpkins guys get around, and Jordy White from Marilyn Manson, as well as Billy Howardell. A Perfect Circle with Freedom of Choice. Before that, boy, you wouldn't be the only one to compare that last one to the Bare Naked Ladies. That is Heat of the Moment by Matt the Electrician from his album Home, covering Asia there. Asia, of course, made up of John Wetton from King Crimson, Steve Howe from Yes, Carl Palmer. See, I get the same problem when I try to say Arnold Palmer, too. Carl Palmer, who was the Palmer in Emerson, Lake and Palmer, and Jeff Downes from The Buggles and also from Yes. Asia's Heat of the Moment, covered there by Matt the Electrician. And then we start off the set with Carry On by Timothy B. Schmidt from the 2000 soundtrack to Steal This Movie. With, like I said, his cover of Carry On, Timothy B. Schmidt from The Eagles. Ooh, and there's that music signaling the end of the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to send in a request, much like Joe in Boston and Darren in Pittsburgh and Graham in Vermont, maybe there is a supergroup song that I should have included. God, there are lots. I mean, I could have played stuff by Journey, The Firm, The Highwaymen. There's a great one right there. Anyway, email me coverville@gmail.com. Call the request line 206-222-COVER or go to coverville.com and post a message, your comment, suggestion, idea, thought, whatever, in the show notes or in the comments for the show notes. You can also join the forums. There's discussions that go on in there and all sorts of other stuff, fun stuff at coverville.com. Just a quick note, I put this on the blog, but yesterday was the 5-year anniversary of Coverville. 5 years we've been doing this, and I can't thank you enough. The audience, no matter how the music has changed, how the show has changed, stuff like that, the audience has always been top-notch, and I thank you for that. Thank you so much for everything you do for the show. We'll be back later this week, Thursday, with a cover story. I believe it's going to be Coldplay. I've got a few Coldplay covers that have come in recently, as well as a couple requests, so it seems like it would be an opportune time for a Coldplay cover story. If you have a suggestion, you've got a couple days to get it to me. Email me, coverville.com. And until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CacheFly.com.